Good evening and welcome everyone to the Gemini Mindset Monday webinar. Webinar that we do each and every Monday evening at 8 o'clock Central Time. And it is an exciting Monday indeed. Yes, it's April 1st, but this is not April Fool's Day. This is an exciting day in the world of Gemini. My name is Jim Anderson. I'm the Vice President of Sales for Gemini, and it is my pleasure to be your host for tonight's call. I'm going to be turning the microphone over, so to speak, to a dear friend of mine, someone that needs no introduction, but someone who has garnered the respect of everyone who's gotten to know her over the year that the company's been launched, is doing an outstanding job in every respect as a leader in the great white north. She is our great white, one of our great leaders from the great white north, Miss Colette Sawaski. Colette, welcome to the call, my friend.
Thank you, Jim. Welcome, everybody. So good to see you all. Happy April Fool's Day. You know, Jim, when we talked last week and we talked about, you asked if I could do a call this week and just what we took a look at what that looked like. But we really just talked about how exciting things are right now and all the ranks that are happening. And, you know, that doesn't come short of effort. And there's a lot of amazing leaders on this call, you guys. But when we talked about it, we talked about maybe just zoning in on some of them that have recently been ranking and what they're doing just to help inspire and motivate everybody. Because, you know, when we share with each other what we're doing, it can help everybody. And we always talk about a duplication and you know, a system. I mean, that's typically what you talk about when you talk about network marketing. What's the system? What's the duplication? Especially for the new people that have come on. And so we've kind of been doing something up here in Canada, and it's been working. I mean, we're doing a series of things, and it's not just one thing. It's several things. And so we do want to share that with you with some of the leaders on my team that we talked about. So our first guest, you guys, is no stranger to many of you. She's married, a mom of two beautiful girls. And each and every one, I just want to highlight, when I kind of looked at who we would bring on to focus, to share with us, each one has their own style. And I love that because, you know, leadership or you building your business isn't one set way. And everything that each and every one of your uniquenesses that learn to develop and grow and bring forth to Gemini and building the company and your own organization is special. And I love that. You know, we don't put anybody in a box. And the lovely Mrs. Melissa Dempster, you guys, just hit 12K. And I have to tell you, her style of leadership, everyone is going to agree. She is the most supportive. She is always reaching out. She's so approachable. She builds and lifts everybody up, doesn't matter who it is. And I love that. I have learned so much from her. And throughout the course of the past year, even just in her doing that, like I have struggles. We have highs and lows in business, and that's normal. And she's always been the support there, even for me. And so I just appreciate Melissa so much. Being that we're going to be open live to the world for 1 year as of tomorrow's our anniversary date, you guys. I really wanted Melissa to come on, talk about what it is that we've been doing up here, but even just go back to the very beginning, because I think it's crucial that people understand when you make a commitment and you make a change, and it's a big change, because that's what we did a year ago. What does that look like? So welcome, Melissa.
Hi, thank you so much, Colette and Jim, for having me on. A year's gone by, you guys, like, holy, it's incredible. Just before we were about to actually go live, we kind of heard, you know, some whispers and things, probably a month or two prior to Gemini being born. And, you know, it was scary. It was one of the most scariest things that we've had to go through because we worked so hard at something. And it was like, you know, how do you know if this is the right move for me personally? And where do I go? I'm at a crossroads. And it came down to who are the men that I'm attached to? Who are the people in this organization that I'm attached to? What kind of people am I following? And when I took a really good look at that, you guys, like, that was it. I knew. I just had this peace come over me. Like, I know who these people are. I know their hearts. I know their intentions. And I know where we're headed. And it was just the most incredible thing. Although it was, like, scary, I just knew. And everything was going to be okay. I didn't have a plan. To be honest, I lost pretty much all of my entire team. And I kind of started over. And you know what? It brought me some of the most amazing people that I am friends and family with now. Like, it's just, if you can embrace change and you just let it go and you just let it flow, some of the best things come from that.
Yeah, some of the biggest blessings. Like, so aside from your mom, who you work really closely with, your entire team is a new network for you.
Yes.
And you took that leap of faith because, you know, I often talk about the five core belief system. We've heard this before. Like, you've got to believe in your company. You've got to believe in the industry, the team, the system, the products. And like for you, like you highlighted, you knew who Bill and Jay were. And you knew that they came with integrity and that you wanted to stay with them, even though you and I didn't know anything about him.
Nope, not a thing.
No, but we looked at each other and we're like, we're just going for it. Let's just, what if this is that thing that, you know, we look back and we say, you know, oh, we missed out on that. Like, and we wanted to stay connected. We wanted to keep our community, right? And so yeah. Here we are a year later, and 12K is such an amazing rank. And I want to highlight, like, when I talk about style, Melissa doesn't mass recruit. She works very intimately with a handful of leaders and develops them. Okay. And that's unique because some people think, I know when I first joined network marketing, I thought I had to sign, and I lost track. And, so Melissa's style is very high quality and she's patient and she develops and works, diligently with her team. So thank you, Melissa. That's such a, I just love that we can reflect on a year. And, did you think you would be at 12K in a year?
Oh my gosh. No, like it no, I didn't. And I just let it go. And it's just, I just do what I do.
Yeah.
And I work with the ones that want to work and I lift and encourage and inspire. And I build those people up because you know what? This isn't just me. This is a team effort. Like, and each one of the people in our group and in our team has something so unique and so special that they bring to our team and to our company. And without them, none of this would happen. So,
yeah. And you did. You met a majority of your new network at trade shows. So events are important, you guys. Events are important. And that's okay. And I'm not saying those that their style may be mass recruiting, that doesn't work, because it does. This is a numbers game as well. And so I'm just highlighting Melissa's style and it's working for her. And so I appreciate that so much. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Our next guest, you guys, I have dubbed her the No Excuses Girl. Like literally. So we hear all the time how, you know, you can run this from your phone. You can run this from your home. This is home-based business, right? Alexandra Taves, you guys, many of you asked me how to pronounce her last name. It's Taves. Alexandra Taves literally has built this business at home on her phone in the duration of her pregnancy in 9 months. She is at a 4K rank. So that's $1,000 residual in 9 months. She is the queen of it. And I would love, when we host our event in Edmonton, I don't know if you've told her yet, Melissa, but we have her coming in and highlighting. There you go, Alex. This is your introduction to what you're doing. But when you see her posting and stuff, it is unique and it is powerful. And I'm like, how does she do that? I want to learn that. And, honestly, Alex is patient, but she's brilliant. And she does do this from home. And she is in three countries. She is in Australia, Canada, and the US, okay? And she is just getting started, let me tell you. So I'm going to find Alex on our screen because I need to see her in her face. Where are you, Alex? There you are, my friend. You can unmute yourself. Welcome, you guys, Alex.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing, lady?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Elvis is good?
Yeah, he's eating.
we call her baby one of the Gemini babies. You took Remedy and collagen throughout your pregnancy and continue to use it now. So that I love that. That's powerful for a lot of young moms who maybe suffer from PTSD and are looking for a natural supplement to support and not be harmful. So Alex, how does that make you feel? That you're able to be at this stage in the duration of a pregnancy, like how does that make you feel to be actually in this business and it's serving the purpose it should, where you're earning an income from home?
It's amazing. Like I worked other jobs before this and just having to get up every day, like I would almost cry because I hate getting up in the mornings. And now I get to lay in bed with my babies and snuggle them. Like there's nothing that can compare. It's amazing. Like I'm blessed, like truly.
Would you say that's what drives your passion to do this? And just, you've kind of cracked the code, if you want to say, like you've kind of cracked the code online. So yeah. For the encouragement of others who are kind of you right now, swamped with life, kids, busy with all the, you know, baby stuff. What are the how-tos? What are the things that you do in a day online that you do not compromise, that you get done every day to be connecting and dripping on people?
Well, first of all, one thing I want to mention that's not online, that doesn't seem to be related to business, but it is. Just because being a stay-at-home mom, you kind of like, you can just, you know, stay inside all day and it kind of it wears you down just being inside. But for me, like getting up, taking a shower, opening the blinds, you know, getting out once a day, that's huge. Cause that, like if I can sit and spend hours trying to make a post, but if my head isn't clear, like I can't do it. Right. So that is like a big thing for me, is to be in the right headspace. Cause yeah, just getting out and just the fresh air is huge. And then like online, I make sure I make at least one post a day. And I also do the stories. And that was really hard for me to get into, but like one day I just started. And I think that's the biggest thing. Most people, they just like, oh, I need to, you know, make posts, figure out what I'm going to do. I need to prepare all this, but just start, like just literally start and do it is the biggest thing. And then I try to like connect with people a lot. I've been trying to do this more lately and it's actually been working, just not even talk about the business, but I've just been like connecting with people and asking them, how's it going? And just commenting, sharing, liking, you know, just talking with people and not trying to make a sell, but just trying to make a connection. That's been like, ever since that video you posted, I've started doing that and I've made several sales since then. Just, it's been amazing. Like, so yeah, those are, you know, just try to do at least one thing on social media. And you know, don't make a schedule. I think for me, like if I feel like I need to get a certain thing done, then, you know, things happen with the kids and it's just like, so if you just like make one goal and it doesn't matter when, that seems to work out good for me anyways. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, and like, because you understand this is a process and it takes time and it is about building relationships.
Yeah.
But there's power on building relationships from your phone. And, you know, your story is going to continue to grow and inspire people, Alex, because I know you will continue to raise in the ranks and you'll be able to share with us all more how you're doing that. Because as we grow as a company, I know there's going to be more people like you who feel like, you know, I don't get out much, but I have this ability to use my phone and it's powerful, but there are some wrong ways to do it. And you seem to be doing things that are correct. And so it's inspirational and congratulations on 4K and thanks for coming on to share.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to look on my screen for my next guest. So I literally met this lovely lady not even 40 days ago, you guys. She saw something on Facebook from a dear friend about hemp. You guys are going to be so touched by her story and what she has to share, because it is so powerful. It's so heartwarming, and it really is the heart of our company. Marilee Lazar is a registered nurse and has lived a life of service. You guys, she selflessly gives her time to others and has her entire life. But what I love about Marilee, when I first met her, you know, when you meet someone and you're just like, that girl's got something going on. And she's just one of us. She's a wealth of knowledge. I have so much to learn from her, and I'm excited about that. So I can't find Marilee. Let me go back to the front screen. I just have to see your face when I'm talking to you, my friend. There you are. Hi, beautiful.
Hi.
So Marilee, in brief, what brought you to join this company?
Okay. Kind of a long story, but I'll try and make it short. You know how there's things that are put in your path and you kind of ignore them until something happens in your, to your loved ones, right? So I'm actually retired as a registered nurse. I retired 3 years ago. And kind of at the end of my career, they were talking a lot about CBD in like palliative care. And we never really got into it at our hospital, but my older sister is also a nurse and she's been yakking about CBD for years. And I just go, oh yeah, okay, well, gee, it seems complicated, you know. Well, how do you get hold of it? Like, how do you tell people get a hold of it? Well, you have to go online and you have to be approved, and then you have to go get a prescription and da-da-da-da-da. And I thought, that's too difficult. And then, so that was one thing. And then another thing is we had our mom in at a specialist, and this doctor, very brilliant man, just in conversation said, if, very Polish accent, if I ever have surgery, do not give me morphine, give me CBD. And I laughed. And he says, don't laugh, it's true. And I thought, holy cow, okay, he knows what he's talking about. I better listen up. And then like last summer, I noticed Sherry Cleesby, very good friend, we have something in common, and that happens to be our son. He played hockey for Weyburn Red Wings 10 years ago or whatever, and Sherry and her husband were Ian's billet parents, so we kind of share a son. And anyway, she was posting stuff on Facebook about this hemp, and I thought, oh, Sherry, what the heck are you doing? Like, what is this? And I never paid much attention to it. And then Ian had a real bad collapse in his mental health. And he's been struggling for about 5 years, and he's on so many medications that he didn't know whether he was coming or going. And it was just really the highs and the lows and all this. And just, he was on so much stuff. And I thought, this is just crazy. Like, I'm a nurse and there's so many side effects, and just, I can't let this happen. I can't watch this anymore. And so I kind of took the bull by the horns and took charge of his care more deeply. And I thought, he's got to come off this stuff, because this isn't good. This isn't good what's happening to him. Every side effect you could imagine is happening to him. It's ruining his life. Mm-hmm. And so I started peeling away layers of mental health drugs, and the withdrawals are just horrible. And I saw again, Sherry posted this thing about anxiety and irritability, and I thought, okay, I gotta find out about this stuff. So I reached out to her and I said, Sherry, I need help. And she says, I'll send you a bottle. And we still can't believe how it got to us so fast. She sent it from Weyburn at 3 o'clock on a Monday. And I had it in my hands that very next day, 10 o'clock in the morning. And that, with Canada Post, that's crazy. And so I saw, like, I mean, I administered it to him right away. And I saw how it just mellowed him, like, almost immediately. And I thought, okay, this is good. This is really good stuff. And I took some myself, because I have a little back pain. And within 2 minutes, I thought, oh, holy cow, this, yeah. Okay, and then there's my poor husband who suffers from anxiety. Gave him a shot too, and it was like, okay, this is good stuff. So then after about 3 days of trying it, I thought, okay, I want to sell this stuff. That's it. I'm jumping in. I've tried home-based business before. I've tried to sell cosmetics. To me, it's really difficult to try and sell somebody face cream. But this is health. This is wellness. This is something really, really special. And I thought, if I can help 3 people in my own family, including myself, what can I do for other people? So that's why I got on board. And I saw a few miracles, like it was bing, bang, boom. We had a face-to-face launch for me on Friday night, and Saturday we did a trade show, and we witnessed a miracle. It's a friend of mine who has Parkinson's, and she walked to our table and was shaken like a leaf. We sat her down and administered her this remedy, and within minutes, she was feeling better, and she walked out of there. And I went to see her after the show was over, and because like wanted to get her one of my bottles. And she hugged me at the door, and she said, "I can't believe this. I haven't felt this good in a long time." So that's why I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's about, if you people have somebody in your life that's struggling, especially with mental health, dig deep, find out what the problem, like, I've had a psychiatrist say to me, "Marilee, if you try to figure it out, it'll just drive you crazy. So don't try to figure it out." But that's wrong. You have to dig deep and find out. Inflammation, we're finding out inflammation is the root cause of half of this, or more than half of all of this stuff, chronic diseases. It's inflammation. And what is hemp? It's anti-inflammatory. It's going to work. Yeah. So did I go on and on and on a little too long?
No, you know what? Melissa really highlighted her belief in the people. Alex, really her belief in the system and working the system. And your belief is so deep into these products. And, you know, you're about to hit 2K. I believe you'll do that this week. And, yes, girl, we're going to make your star. And, you know, I just absolutely love having connected with you. I love that you had the courage to, you have the courage to advocate for your son, your husband, and yourself, and you're digging deep, and it's working. Mm-hmm. And I'm so super excited about your future, Marilee, and I love that, and your story is powerful, and I think we'll do a live video on the Grown by Nature page, and we'll really dig deep and share that with others, because it's going to change a lot of lives. So, Marilee, I want to say thank you for having the courage to jump in with your friend. And this is just the beginning. You're 40 days in, not even 37. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about 40 days and 40 nights in the Bible.
That's right. So thank you, Marilee. Love and appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys. The next leaders that we want to highlight tonight, who I think I know you're going to love and adore them. I call the power couple. You know, a lot of people, when they get into business, they struggle with their spouse and the support of their spouse. But not everybody. And Carrie and Glenda Kovich, you guys, I met at a trade show in Humboldt in the fall. They are already successful retired home-based business owners, and they have so much more. I'm going to bring them on. Welcome Carrie and Glenda, because I do want them to tell you a little bit about who they are.
Hey everybody, I'm Carrie.
And I'm Glenda.
We're both retired from our long careers in the financial industry. I was a 34 and a half year financial advisor. I looked after about 130 families and their money and their wealth and all their planning and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of experience with people. And Glenda?
And I retired after over 21 years with a company by the name Concentra as a personal trust officer, or consultant, I guess.
Yep. So we've worked with people for a long time. You know, we were sitting around chatting, like, how many people do we know before we got into the wellness business? We have a little company called Two Hearts Wellness, and we've done that for about 2.5, 3 years. And when we met Colette in October, it was actually September 29th and 30th in Humboldt, we were jetting off to Vegas the next morning, so we couldn't talk to her right away. But the minute we got back, Colette was following up pretty promptly. And we just cannot believe that Gemini and Remedy and the Gemini products fit perfectly into our wellness business. Together we do trade shows. We're starting to taper down a little bit to some of the more bigger shows now, as opposed to just every show we can get our hands on. But we meet people, hundreds and hundreds of people, and we've got a very rewarding business where we help people feel better. We help people get their lives back. So this product and the backing that Gemini puts behind it with the 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee is amazing. And we've also, I could go on for probably 2 hours telling you stories about testimonials of customers and people that we've bumped into. But more and more, we want to just talk about how we really work really well together as a couple. We've since joining Gemini, we've done a few home launches where, you know, some of our members have brought people into their home, and we've done presentations. Usually I do the presenting, and Glenda sits back and kind of reads the crowd, and she's very good at judging people's reactions and watching people as we present and talk about Remedy. And to the fact where we come out of one of those presentations and we can pretty much make notes on everybody that was there and whether or not we think, A, they're going to be a customer, or B, maybe they've got an interest in the business. And so that's worked very well for us. We're constantly together sharing ideas and, you know, bouncing things off of one another, taking advantage of opportunities very quickly. The big corporations that we worked for the long time that we did, nothing happened quickly. But together we can actually, you know, one of us will have an idea, we'll talk about it, and within hours it's in process and we're acting on it. Everywhere we go, just a quick example, Glenda was dropping off a bottle of oil to her nail tech, and I parked the truck and said, "Do you want me to come in?" "No, she'll just go run it in." And as she's in dropping off the bottle of oil, I'm looking up at the business in front of me, and it's a dog grooming place. So I thought, oh, what the heck? I just bounce my butt in there and talk to the owner of the dog grooming place about Pet Remedy. And next thing you know, we have another prospect. So wherever we go, there's opportunity over and over and over again. So we just, you know, take advantage of it. Don't be scared to tell people about it, because it's an amazing, amazing product. And it's just slowly growing. The other crazy thing for us is I'm a rather impatient person. I wanted everything to happen like right away, like immediately. You know, look at the grid and say, oh my God, I want to be here right now. And I realized very quickly that it's really just a couple of simple things that we need to do. And one of them is drip the information. And then the second one is drip the oil. And once we drip the oil into somebody's mouth and they feel the results, there's a customer. And then once they really, really start feeling good, then there's a possible member each time. And so it's just been amazing. Couldn't have believed that we'd have got this far this fast, and we're just loving it. We're, you know, we got a thousand more ideas that we're going to put into flow here, and hopefully it's going to be a lot better. So with both of us doing it, it ends up being double is better. Double the exposure, double the ability, double the contacts, and sometimes double the trouble. So yeah, we're absolutely honored to be part of this company. And we want to thank you again, Colette, for talking to us at that trade show in Humboldt, because you're a great friend and you've helped us immensely.
Yes, you have.
And the teamwork throughout the entire company, it's amazing. We travel all over the place. We take our business to Mexico and to Florida and to Nashville and to Vegas and to wherever we go, we usually end up with some customers. And then again, now the opportunity to have Gemini customers and grow our business. It's awesome.
Is this your first experience in network marketing?
Absolutely. Yeah. We always gave that, get away from me, I'm not interested in network marketing anything. You know, we talk about the old Amways of the world and the people that used to approach us about that. We've just never, ever taken the chance. We never, ever were business people either. We had our jobs and we worked in businesses, but we never ever owned our own business. And it's truly amazing. Like one of the previous guests said that she can get up, I think it was Alexandra said she can get up at 10 o'clock. Same deal. We can just get ready to go when we're ready to go and stop when we're ready to stop. And it's just pretty amazing that way.
And it really was always a dream of ours to work together. Yeah. Once we that's what we really wanted to do. And here we are.
We were looking for something to do, and I didn't think I liked quilting as much as Glenda did. So we're going to find something else.
On that too, you guys. So you're very knowledgeable. You're experienced. You've worked with people your entire life. You do have an existing business. And I know I'm like you, Carrie. I want things done yesterday. Like I had to learn to trust the process, but really understand the system. And I remember having multiple conversations with you about the compensation plan. And when you got it, what'd you say to me?
Oh my God. Oh my God, Colette, now I see it. Now it's happening.
This is brilliant. You said this is brilliant.
Totally brilliant. Because it's not anybody competing against anybody. Everybody on the team, I can say, you know, send the customer to anyone, because at the end of the day, it ends up benefiting us. It's awesome.
And anyone can do this, right? And this is something that you can leverage across nations and beyond. Like it's I know you guys are having a lot of fun, and you are a true inspiration. I love who you are as a couple. I love who you are as, you're like my family now. And what's cool, we met in Humboldt, which is about an hour and a half away, but we live 20 minutes apart, which is really cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you guys, I appreciate you. Jim, I just want to end with, you know, thanking you for letting us highlight some of the fabulous leaders. We have so many more. We should do this. Feel an inspiration from any and all of the guests, but I just want you all to be so encouraged. What we have here, and I know business can be frustrating sometimes, but going right back to the beginning and the fears we face to now a year later and all these great people that we get to be connected with, I hope you feel inspired and feel as much love as I do being involved with Gemini.
Colette, that was amazing. Everybody ought to listen to this call over and over again. I'm going to list everybody real quickly. Of course, you did a fabulous job as the MC. Melissa, Alexandra, Marilee, Carrie, and Glenda. Amazing, amazing. I was inspired. I'm taking notes like crazy. A couple of quick takeaways. This applies to everybody. One person said it was the first, I believe it was Melissa said, let it go and let it flow. I love that. Everybody in Gemini, that's what we all do. We let it go and let it flow, right? And the other was drip the information and drip the oil. I love that, Gary. Those are the two takeaways. There was lots more that I took, but I was inspired, and I didn't have the pleasure yet to get to know some of your guests, Colette, and some of these leaders, and listening to their heart tonight really gave me an insight here. And so you picked I know you've got a lot of choices, but you picked some primo people tonight. Just a great cross-section. Well, well done. Jay, jump in here for a couple quick little bow ties. Jay Archer.
I was really enjoying the call. I felt like a bobble-headed doll. And I'm watching everybody smile on the screen, which was so cool. Here's the cool thing when you look at this. You've got everything from stay-at-home moms to business owners to nurses to with this, it's not a matter of what you do. It's how much you care. Because seriously, our products are amazing. Get them in people's body. And I say this all the time, God built a wonderful body, give it what it needs. It's designed to heal itself. And that's what's happening. And the cool thing is, as you actually go out there and do it, you know, you're rewarded for it. And it's just the beginning. So it's the tip of the iceberg. And there's a lot to happen, and you see the leaders we have. We're blessed. We are so blessed, but y'all haven't seen anything yet. So thanks for all the hard work. God bless y'all. Love you to death. Jim, back to you.
Well, listen, co-founder, thank you so much. Happy birthday, Jim and I wasn't here a year ago, but most everybody, well, not everybody, several of you were on the call tonight. Happy anniversary. Like Jay said, you haven't seen anything yet. This first year laid the foundation, really established some leadership parameters, and I know it's going to be really, 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 really exciting, and the acceleration curve is going to accelerate greatly. Jay, well done to you and your partners and everyone that laid the foundation, but I know from our conversations and the vision and what we've been talking about that they haven't seen anything yet, brother. So with that, again, happy anniversary to Gemini one day early. Very, very exciting. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. The guest tonight just knocked it out of the park. A phenomenal job of sharing your heart and the information. So appreciative, everyone. Have an awesome week. God bless you.